interview Callum O'Day, who was the winner tonight, won the deciding game and secured the points for Lancaster. So Callum, how did you feel up on that stage tonight, son?
It felt amazing, mate. As soon as I went up, heard the crowd chanting, loved it. You know, when they're also giving it some stick to you, I've got to give it back to him, you know what I mean? So I loved it, mate, I loved it.
Yeah, you were great up there, Callum. Really, really good scoring and clinical on the doubles when it mattered under pressure as well. How difficult was it to play up against an away crowd and still come through and give it a big one at the end?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm good under pressure. Everyone knows it, but I did feel it a little bit when I was on my doubles. That's why some of my darts went a bit haywire, but I managed to pull it together and get the job done. That's all that matters.
And how would playing away here at York compare to, say, a home match in Lancaster, where you've maybe got even more of the crowd on your side? Would that have spurred you on, or would you have been maybe a bit comfortable and gone with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think performance-wise, probably would have been around about the same, because I'm not really bothered if it's away at home, whatever, but I think if it was at home, obviously there'd be more Lancaster on my side, because there'd be more of us there. I think either way, Lancaster or at York, great experience, so yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, great experience, I agree, Callum. Like you said, home or away, you don't crack under pressure, and that showed on the stage tonight. You've had a great year, college darts and uni darts. You've been well prepared for this, and that preparation came in key for tonight. Great in front of an away crowd and secured the points now. So how'd you feel throwing the winning dart?
Yeah, it feels amazing, especially on my debut, and it's my last year at uni as well. So to play for the last time that I could on a debut and win it for us, yeah, it's amazing, mate, it's amazing.
Are there the thoughts of returning to Lancaster one more year, having a home roses behind your back? Has that been going through your mind at all?
I mean, I haven't thought about it, but we'll see.
Having that home roses behind your back, having one away, one home, can mean massive things to a player, yeah. So it'd be nice.
I know from experience, mate, if you can do it away from home, you can do it at home. And you took everything that crowd could give you tonight, and you soaked it up, and you still hit the doubles when it mattered. So, great performance, mate. And you got Lancaster over the line tonight, so you can be very happy with that.
And you can see the score in total up here, 121 to York, 156 to Lancaster. It's not all over yet. Big surge from York here.
Lancaster area, it's over.
Wise words from Callum there. We're whiskers away now from an unprecedented four in a row. York looking to catch us up right at the end there, but unless there is a miraculous comeback, Lancaster are going to complete an unprecedented feat. Four in a row, it's never been done before. And you've got a question, can York break that streak next year away at Lancaster? Right, I think we're going to wrap this up with Callum here. So any parting words for the man who has won Roses darts and ensured that Roses are red on the dart stage for another year tonight?
Yeah, good luck next year, everyone. The darts still going to remain red, no matter how many more years it goes on. Lancaster all the way. Get up.
Yeah, wise words from Callum there. Thank you very much for that. As we look forward to the final game of the night, Lancaster 5-3 up. A bit of a dead rubber, but also a great occasion for these two players to take the stage. York still have lots of support here at the home venue, and it'll no doubt be a cracking match to end the night.
Absolutely. Both players will be seeing this as a game of pride, if anything. Neither of them want to lose. Neither of these players are born to lose a big match on a stage at Roses. Both players will be looking to have this in their almost personal highlight reels.
Yeah, and Louis Everett is about to take the stage for Lancaster. His name needs no introduction as the Master of Ceremonies takes the stage. York versus Lancaster, white versus red. It's roses, Darts. This is the finish.